Psalm 107. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness is age-abiding. Let the Lord's redeemed speak out, those whom he redeemed from the grip of the adversary, and gathered from the various countries, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the desert, a journey through wasteland. They did not find an inhabitable city. Hungry and thirsty too, their willpower in them flagged. Then they cried out to the Lord in their adversity. He delivered them from their predicament, and he guided their steps on a way that was right, so as to arrive at an inhabitable city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his kindness, and for his wonders to the sons of Adam. For he satiates a person pacing up and down, and fills a hungry person with goodness. As for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God, and despised the counsel of the Most High, he brought their heart down with toil. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. When they shouted out to the Lord in their adversity, he saved them from their predicament. He brought them out from the darkness and the shadow of death. And he unfastened their bonds. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his kindness, and for his wonders to the sons of Adam. For he has shivered copper doors in pieces, and shattered iron bolts. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, suffer affliction. Their very being abhors all food, and they have reached the gates of death. When they shouted out to the Lord in their adversity, he saved them from their predicament. He sends his word and heals them, and delivers them from their demise. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his kindness, and for his wonders to the sons of Adam. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, and let them relate his deeds with shouting for joy. Those who go down to the sea in ships, to do business across great waters, are those who have seen the Lord's works, and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and set up a storm wind, and it lifted up its waves. They rise to heaven, they descend to the depths. Their mind despairs in trouble. They reel and they stagger like a drunkard. All their wisdom evaporates. Then they cried out to the Lord in their adversity, and he delivered them from their predicament. He brought the storm to a standstill, and its waves became quiet. Then they were pleased that they had abated, and he conducted them to the harbour of their choice. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his kindness, and for his wonders to the sons of Adam. And may they exalt him in the convocation of the people, and praise him in the session of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, and water sources into thirsty land, and fruitful land into a salty landscape, on account of the evil of those who dwell in it. He makes the desert a pool of water, and the arid land sources of water. Then he housed those who were hungry there, and they established an inhabitable city. Then they sowed the fields and planted vineyards, which yielded a fruitful crop. Then he blessed them, and they increased greatly, and he did not let their cattle become few. But they decreased and were brought low, owing to oppression, harm, and grief. He poured out contempt on nobles, and he made them wander in a desolate place, where there is no trail. But he lifted the poor man out of his affliction, and he appointed him families like a flock. The upright will see it and rejoice, and all injustice will shut its mouth. Whoever is wise will keep these things, and they will have understanding of the Lord's kindness. Psalm 108. A song. A psalm of David. My heart is resolved, O God, let me sing and make psalm melody, and that in my glorying. Awake, O lute and harp, let me awake at dawn. I will give thanks to you among the various peoples, O Lord. I will make psalm melody to you among the nations. For your kindness from high above the heavens is great, as is your truth reaching up to the sky. May you be exalted over the heavens, O God. May your glory be over all the earth, in order that your beloved ones may be delivered. O save with your right hand, and answer me. God has said in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will apportion Shechem. I will allot the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is the stronghold of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washing basin. At Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will shout in triumph. Who will bring me to a fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not, O God, been adverse to us? And will you not, O God, go out with our armies? O give us help in adversity, for man's salvation is false. Let us act valiantly through God, and he will trample on our adversaries. To the choirmaster.